اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. We have repeatedly witnessed that our honorable women cry out, as did venerable Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, that they are proud of losing their sons in the way of Allah and the beloved Islam, and that they are willing to sacrifice everything that they have. They well know that what they have earned is higher than the blessed paradise as a reward, not to mention the cheap worldly belongings.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the mosque. In one of his speeches, he talked about the importance of the mosque and he said, do not empty the mosques. This is an incumbency today. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously he said that in today's world, it is important to give importance to the mosque. Why? Because it is a task. It is a duty today that we do not empty the mosques. Mosque, which is known as the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, we know that the Kaaba is the house, but the mosques also are the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we want to meet someone, we generally visit them in their house. And therefore, Allah said, if you want to meet me, you need to come to my house. There is a mosque. There you pray. Now, meeting does not mean that we physically meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that when we enter the mosque, obviously we are free of other thoughts. We know that when we have entered into this house, which is known as mosque, this premises of the mosque, there we are there to do only one thing, and that is to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to supplicate, to pray Him. And obviously the matters that we have, it is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we are free of other thoughts and we pay attention to what we are doing.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
Imam has also said, do not empty the mosques. Why? Because it is the mosque that connects you with each other. Because this is the only place where we can see that a rich, a poor, black, white, a leader, a servant, maybe a master, maybe a politician, a businessman, a student, everyone, every single person of this society, they stand in a line. And they all together bow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all together prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all together stand in one line and they're following one leader, which is Imam, who is leading the prayer, which shows that no matter outside this mosque, they were maybe the leader, they were the layman, maybe they were like the driver or the other, whatever profession they had, maybe someone was beggar. But when they have come in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all are one. Therefore, it is a duty upon everyone not to empty the mosque, to enter the mosque, to show that Allah has created us equally, and we need to pay attention towards the importance of mosque, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.